Possible IELTS Band 4.
Hello, my name is Jonathan.
Oh, hi.
What's your full name, please?
My full name is Ken Derley.
And your Chinese name?
Chinese name is Li Jiande.
Okay, thank you. What can I call you?
Kender.
Okay. Can I check your ID and passport, please?
Okay.
Okay. In the first part, I'd like to ask you some general questions about yourself. Let's talk about your job or studies. What do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant now. I teach about physics experiment. Yeah. So I teach students how to do experiment.
Oh. Yeah. Describe a typical day in your job.
Typical day. Before I teaching, they do some experiment. I prepare the instrument on their table, and when student come to lab, and I just told them about this experiment, the principle, and teach them how to do this experiment.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. What's the most difficult thing about your job?
I think difficult thing is our instrument is too old, so maybe the data always lost some accuracy. Yeah.
Okay. What have you learned from your boss?
My boss is a good emotion control, so maybe I do some a little trouble, he always told me, oh, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you about memories. Do you like to think about the past?
Past? No. Because I think the past may be a little bored. Yeah.
Okay. What are some ways that you remember the past?
I remember. I remember when I started in junior high school, I joined a game. That game about camping. Now we do some singing or install some cooking. Yeah.
Okay.
Activities. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let's move on to pets.
Pets.
Have you ever had a pet?
No, sorry. But I want to have a pet. Yeah.
Which pets are popular in your country?
I think a dog is a pet is popular. Yeah.
And why do people enjoy pets?
Because people have something cannot talk about their friends, but they always talk to their pets like a good friend. Yeah, and the pets always smile to his owner. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in part two, I will give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you will have 1 minute to think about what you are going to say. You may make some notes if you wish.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I'd like you to describe a relaxing activity.
Relaxing activity.
Could you start talking now, please?
Okay. I think a relaxing activity is walking. I usually walk after I got a little trouble or something I don't know how to solve it. If I study in my campus, and I will walking in around my university, yeah. Or in the weekend, I go to the mountain, go hiking, and sometimes I will go on the street, yeah. And it make me focus, translate to another place, yeah.
How did you find out about this activity?
Find out? How did you find out this? I just try by myself. Yeah.
Okay. Would other people find this relaxing?
The other people. Relaxing? Sorry.
Okay. Part three. You've been talking about a relaxing activity, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's consider, first of all, the importance of relaxation. Describe how important it is to lead a balanced life.
Balanced life.
To live a life which... you don't do too much of this or too much. There's a balance between
work
this
or,
and that.
Uh huh. I think it's by somebody self, because maybe some people could do a lot of work, but some people just need a lot of time to relax. So can check yourself to do something. If you always tired, so you should have more time to relax, I think.
Okay. And compare how people relaxed in the past to more modern relaxation techniques. So in the past, a long time ago, what ways would people use to relax that are different from now?
In the past, people usually go outdoor, yeah. But now people usually get to theater or play computer game more, a lot of inside activities. Yeah.
Explain what dangers there are of no relaxation time.
Maybe the people will get nervous or they do things maybe disorder. Yeah. So it's very dangerous.
Let's talk about stress. Think of the different ways that people can deal with their stress.
Deal with?
Positive or negative ways that people might deal with their stress from work.
Positive, negative. If people got a lot of stress, maybe they will prove their efficiency for their work. Maybe they will have their work to better. But if they got a lot of pressure, but they have no way to relax, people will maybe break down, don't do anything.
Do you agree or disagree that children's lives are more stressful than they were before?
I disagree because children may be just happy to learn anything. Because if you give a lot of pressure to the children always unhappy and they don't want to learn anything. Yeah.
Okay, so you think that their lives are less stressful than before or more stressful than before?
Less stressful.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.